Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash.
I'm sick.
Aww.
And I'm Katie.
Oh, Katie.
I'm real low energy today, y'all. I apologize. We held this recording off as long as possible, hoping that I would get better. And this is the best that I've been. But this is the level of Katie you're getting today. And that's also my update. So just wanted to throw that in right away.
Yeah, we are. We're coming to you from the Saturday morning before this airs. So
yeah.
Needless to say, we got a little not ahead of schedule anymore, but that's okay.
I mean, I'm ahead on notes, so I still count.
Yes.
I still count myself as ahead.
At least we have that planned to get ahead of that at the beginning of next week. But listen, the past 2 weeks have been difficult. I know I had, in the last episode, I had given everybody an update about Chalupa. And then literally the Saturday before that episode came out, after we recorded, shit got weird again. And we had to take him back to the animal hospital. So it's been a weird couple weeks. Weird couple weeks. He's okay now. He's doing okay.
It's just being a choopy.
Yeah, just being a sleepy choopy boy. More meds added. Poor guy.
Yeah.
I love him. I think before we get into anything, we do have a new patron to announce.
Woo!
We want to welcome Corinne K to our Patreon family.
Yay,
Corinne is a happy low bug, a helpful low bug. I hope you're happy.
I'm happy that she's a helpful low bug.
Me too. This is my Saturday morning brain, so this is fun.
I thought you picked Saturday morning because you were going to be energetic.
Well,
to do my Max Jacobson episode.
Yes, and we were going to record this last night, but that didn't happen. But although, to be honest, I am much happier that we're doing this in the morning than last night, because after dinner last night, I was so tired.
Yeah.
So tired. Yeah. So this is an important topic that we're talking about today. So I am happy that I'm giving it my morning energy instead of my night sleepy energy.
Dinner energy. I get that.
Yes. I don't really have too much of other updates, to be honest. So I think we can really just get into it.
Sweet.
So this week, we're going to be focusing on the military in Hawaii again. Unfortunately, since we aired our episode on the Navy's fuel spills in Hawaii, mainly on Oahu, there have been some interesting updates. So let's kind of hop in where we left off in the last episode.
Is this our first update episode?
Oh, it might be.
I think it is.
Think real hard with your Saturday morning brain. Have we done an update episode? I don't think
so.
No,
I've only
ever
done
multiple
quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. This is our first update episode, and I'm sorry that it's not great updates.
Not a good one.
So the last thing we heard about was the spill of the fire suppressant foam at the Red Hill facility. There have been some significant updates surrounding that, one of which is the release of video of the spill from inside the facility.
Oh no.
I had heard about a different incident, which made me start looking into all of this again, and I was not expecting a video update. I really wasn't expecting the Navy to put that out there?
Did they? Or did someone else? Like, did they want that out there? Is my question.
You know, that's interesting. Even in all the news videos that I watched about this when they brought it up, I don't think that they said exactly where it came from.
All right. I don't know if they wanted that out there. I'm just gonna.
I mean, it's fucking embarrassing. So
yeah, that's. I don't think they want that out there. So we should link it for sure.
Oh yeah. Listen, I'm gonna say that even further in because there's like several videos.
Oh god.
So I'm gonna put them all out there. Okay. As a refresher, the spill happened back on November 29th, 2022. 1,300 gallons of toxic fire suppression foam known as aqueous film forming foam, which I am going to forever now refer to as AFFF because I can't do that whole episode, which is filled with PFAS, those forever chemicals that I told you guys about.
Oh, yeah.
That fun thing. That spilled inside of one of the facility's underground tunnels.
Cool.
So now, as of the beginning of this month, the Navy is blaming the spill on a contractor's maintenance error, but also blaming themselves for the lack of oversight of the contractors on their part. Which, like, yes, this is also absolutely your fucking fault for not double-checking the work that is done by contractors that you hire for such, like, a massive and hazardous facility.
Yeah, I feel really icky about them being like, this is this one dude's fault. Like, ew, gross. No, don't. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Where's your oversight?
Where's your inspection? Like, there are procedures. I know. I watch a lot of TV. That's a sticker.
According to NavyTimes.com, by the way, when I found that, I was like, let's take a look at this article. Let's see, like, how much information they put out there. They really put a lot of information out there.
I'm sorry. You did just say Navy Times.
Yes.
Okay. I thought I was hallucinating. Weird that they have their own times.
What I found interesting was that there was that for, like, almost kind of every branch of the military, and every article that they had, literally it was word for word the exact same. And then when I was going to look for, like, articles from other sources like AP News and stuff, I'm looking at the AP News one and I was like, this looks very fucking familiar. The same exact words as the Navy Times, the Military Times article that I found, which was very interesting to me.
That's really weird.
I'm wondering if they're just all owned by, like, the same parent company or something like that.
I just don't understand why they have their own.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, right?
Like, what does it look, what is their front page? You know what? That's a different episode. We'll talk about that. We'll text about that later.
So anyway, back in April 2022, military investigators discovered that the contractor improperly installed an air vacuum valve on the system that carries the AFFF. And on November 29th, 2022, the same contractor failed to disable the AFFF pumps prior to testing on the fire suppressant system, which led to this uncontrolled leak of toxic chemicals. If it were me, I wouldn't continue to hire a contractor who makes fuck-ups like these, but okay.
It's not just like one dude makes an oopsies. Like, this is a multi-step thing.
Yes.
Fucked up, military. Mm-hmm. Stop blaming this poor contractor.
Right? Like, sure, he may have fucked up, but you didn't check it afterwards. Lack of oversight.
You have to inspect it. Inspections exist.
For a reason, especially in a facility such as this. In the video that was released, you can see that the liquid comes under a doorway in the tunnel. And not only did it spill inside, but it also flowed out a door to the outside of the facility onto a paved access road and the soil around the road. And then it takes 20 minutes for the spill to be found. 20 minutes.
My God.
I feel like when a system in this kind of a facility fails, there needs to be some kind of, like, alarms going off, because this is ridiculous. 20 minutes.
That's, how is my refrigerator beeping when the door is left open? And, like, this shit is just, like, spilling, and and it's just silent. You just hear like the waves from the beach.
Like, and I know I'm saying like spilling because that's technically what it is, but I like, y'all have to see this video. It's so embarrassing.
It's probably more like gushing because of how much shit came out, you know? So like, we're not talking about like a little trinkle. Like, we're talking about thousands.
There is like flowing water.
Yeah.
Flowing water coming across this. Once they do find the spill, you can see in the video that the workers in white safety jumpsuits are using these like square absorbent pads to soak up the foam. They look like they're not much bigger than like a piece of standard printer paper. And they're just kind of like haphazardly like placing them down. And then you see another rush of the like foamy liquidy substance, like it almost looks like it has the consistency of water. You see that coming out the door as a worker opens the door, and the door situation, like, so you can get a better picture of it in your mind, it's like a, you know, like underground tunnel hallway with like a double door situation.
Okay,
so it's like very wide. It allows for a lot of the substance to come through.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
And then there's another part where the door gets opened again and you see workers who aren't in any protective gear come in and out of the door, like walking through the spill. Legit, Katie, one of them is in jeans, a short sleeve shirt, and like one of those bright yellow safety vests. Like, bro, you're just walking through so much toxic material. Clearly, safety doesn't matter to some of these workers, and that is a major part of the issue with these continuous spills.
Like, I know it's called a safety vest, but that's for a different type of safety, sir.
Multiple of them walked through it, and I was like, what is happening? I understand if you need to, like, evacuate or something, but this is crazy. Like, this is so unsafe for people.
That's our tax dollars, baby. Working real hard.
Navy Vice Admiral John Wade, who I did talk about in the first Red Hill episode. He's like the commander of the Red Hill Task Force, remember? He spoke at a news conference to announce the findings into the investigation on the foam leak. He apologized, and I'll definitely share the video of that I found. Because it's honestly just more of the, like, obligatory, we're sorry we fucked up, we'll do better shit, but then they never actually do better.
Yeah, like thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. He also admitted that this was a quote-unquote preventable mishap, which, like, duh. The Navy also released a photo of the pump that the contractor fucked up, and I'll post a photo of it on our Instagram. When I'm looking at it, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at, but they did, like, label it, so I'm like, okay. At least you made us some kind of a diagram, so I know what the fuck I'm looking at here.
It just, like, feels like the equivalent of parents on Instagram who, like, make their kids hold up a sign that's like, I ate the last cookie when mom told me not to. You're like, look at what this fucking contractor did.
When I see people do that to their dogs, I'm like, this dog has no idea what's happening, and you're shaming them on the internet.
I love when people do it to their pets, because I like knowing what the animal did. I just want the story.
As of right now, the Department of the Navy is going to decide what actions will be taken against the personnel involved in the situation and the contractor. So I'm like, on yourselves? You're gonna decide what happens to yourselves.
Dude, okay. Cops are always allowed to, like, they're always allowed to do that shit.
I hate it.
Like, if you guys were, like, competent enough to handle that, then this problem wouldn't have happened in the first place. It's ridiculous.
Back on April 12th of this year, Hawaii News Now reported that a federal grand jury is conducting a criminal investigation into the fuel spills at Red Hill in 2021, the spills that poisoned the drinking water for over 93,000 civilians and military personnel. And that's, like, for people who remember, that was the bulk of what our last episode of this was about, and the history of continuous spills. There have been a number of subpoenas brought against military and civilian officials the past few months, although it is currently unclear who the grand jury is targeting and what charges may be brought.
I'm gonna be so mad if it's, like, mostly the contractor.
Yeah, especially because the Navy just has a repeated history of doing this in Hawaii.
They have, like, all of our money. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, They have so much more of a budget. This would ruin the contractor. I don't know why I really care about this person, but I'm like really feeling for them.
I feel like you also just remembered some military contractor. Like, they're probably doing okay for themselves.
I know, but like, it's just one dude. You know, it's just a lot to put on
well,
one
that's
dude.
Also kind of like what I couldn't figure out, if they are trying to go after like the one person themselves or if it's like the contracting company as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I couldn't find in any of this.
Let's just pretend in our hearts that it's the contracting company as a whole and that they have insurance and that this guy's life won't be ruined. I just don't want to like open up news in a few months and see that they like singled this dude out and something really sad happened.
And not taken like culpability for their own bullshit that they've repeatedly done.
Exactly. Yeah.
David Kimo Frankel, a lawyer for the Sierra Club of Hawaii, which was an organization that we talked about in that last episode, who was doing a lot of hard work over there on Oahu, was quoted as saying, "I think it goes way higher than a bunch of officers. The historical neglect that occurred is criminal. What the Navy did was so wrong, and it needs to be held accountable," end quote. And David is right. The historical neglect for the safety of the people and the environment of Hawaii is abhorrent, and it must be dealt with appropriately. Which then brings me to my next update of the episode. There was another spill in 2021 on Oahu near Pearl Harbor that was kept from the public until now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, which also was not the thing that I saw that made me go back to researching this. Like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? On May 4th of this year, Hawaii News Now investigates confirmed that there was, in fact, another undisclosed chemical spill that year. Quote, "On October 26th, 2021, around 2:30 in the afternoon, roughly 300,000 gallons of water burst from a water main adjacent to the fire suppression pump house on Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam," end quote. The Navy said the water filled an area of its fuel oil reclamation facility and mixed with product from the oil water separators. A source that Hawaii News Now is protecting the identity of, literally in the video they like did the voice modulator thing, and I was like, this is so fucking dope.
Fuck yeah, I love that.
The source told them, quote, "I believe the contaminated mixture included up to 3,000 gallons of fuel and showed signs of AFFF contamination," end quote. That same source said that the cleanup was delayed by 2.5 days because of a dispute over internal funding within the Navy. Wow. On the night of the 28th, the storage tanks finally arrived and the defueling and cleanup began.
Do they know that just because Hawaii is like an island that's not attached by land to anywhere else, that like we all share the same ocean?
You would think, since they're the Navy and they spend so much time on it.
Do they understand?
Do they understand how currents work?
Have they never seen water spill on a table and just watch it go everywhere? Jesus fucking Christ.
Chris Blakely from the Navy Region Hawaii Public Affairs was quoted as saying, "The secondary containment was found to not be fully watertight. Some of the 300,000 gallons of water did seep into the ground under the FORFAC facility," end quote. The Navy is saying that the spill did not impact drinking water supply. Not sure how they're so confident in making that statement, though, because to date, there has been no testing of the contaminated water. Christina Baer, the attorney for more than 100 plaintiffs suing the U.S. government over the Red Hill fuel leaks, was quoted as saying, "They don't test for something because they don't want to find it," end quote. That's what they're doing. They're just not testing it, and they're being like, oh, it's not contaminated because it was water that spilled, even though it went in and mixed with other things. And you have somebody who clearly worked there who is stating that there was visible evidence of AFFF and fuel in the water, but you're not testing it because you don't want to confirm that it was there and that you were wrong in your statement. Fuck.
This is exactly like when Donald Trump was like, yeah, if we just stop testing for COVID, then the numbers won't go up.
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
It's exactly that line of thinking.
That doesn't make it go away.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't solve any problems.
Like, I know I say that nothing is real unless I text you and Sarah about it, but I know it's still real.
I love you. There are still 5 tanks with the contaminated mixture sitting at Pearl Harbor more than a year and a half later. Although the Navy is saying that the mixture will be tested, there is no planned timeline for that to happen. At the end of April, they released a statement that the tanks are waiting for disposal as PFAS-affected waste. Quote unquote. Okay, but it's not contaminated and no. It's not gonna hurt the environment or people's drinking water, but you're disposing it as a PFAS affected waste. Sure, make it make sense.
That's probably just easier. Fucking idiots.
Now, let's hop on over to the island of Maui for my next update, where another branch of the military is causing environmental issues. This time, it's the motherfucking Space Force.
God damn it. God, why is that real? Why is that a real thing?
Did you know when I fill out VA benefits paperwork at work for our families, there is now a thing to check off Space Force? And I chuckle to myself every single time I see it. And that is not to say that I am laughing at military members or veterans or anything like that, because I have many in my family. I have current members of like the Coast Guard in my family, but fucking Space Force.
Oh, I'm going to DC in like a month with Gabe and my mom. I am absolutely going to be buying Space Force merch at the Air and Space Museum.
It's just giving me, what's the Steve Carell show?
Space Force.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yes. They literally made Space Force because of Space
Force. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what comes to my brain every single time I see the Space Force thing on the piece of paper that I'm filling out.
Yeah, and I'm sure it is nothing but brilliant people. But at some point, hopefully in our lifetime, they can change their name to match who they really are.
Yeah.
And not Space Force.
Yep. So let's get into what they're doing.
Oh, God.
There is a Space Force surveillance complex on the summit of Haleakala, a volcano in the Haleakala National Park. On Tuesday, January 31st, 2023, the public was notified of a spill around 8 p.m. of about 700 gallons of diesel fuel. This is in a national park!
I'm... Okay. Yes. This is in a... that we only have so much of... and the shit that we did to the planet to get the diesel fuel, only to literally just have it like dumped back into the ground, it makes me sick.
The Space Force facility is described by the military as a quote-unquote strategically located national asset that collects data on near-Earth objects and deep space objects. There was a mechanical error that caused the spill. A diesel fuel pump for an on-site backup generator failed to shut off on the night of Sunday, January 29th. A site maintenance personnel member noticed the problem the next morning around 8 a.m. and deactivated the transfer pump. Again, why are we not putting like alarms on these kinds of things when they malfunction?
My vape makes more noises.
Yes.
When things are wrong.
There is an ongoing investigation into the cause of the generator failing. The EPA was notified of the spill, as you should, and they went to the site in February to observe the state's assessment and inspect the site to see if federal regulations under the Clean Water Act potentially apply.
I would like to weaponize the EPA. How do we give them all of the cops' guns?
But we also need to make sure that there are people in charge of the EPA who actually give shit about the environment, too.
Oh, yeah,
With our last president, that didn't happen.
No.
And they gutted the EPA. Like,
how do we turn them into a paramilitary for the environment? And that's not my fever talking.
You're gonna save the environment and you're gonna like it.
AK-57s for the environment.
Is an AK-57 a real thing?
Isn't that a gun?
47.
I don't know. I don't know right? anything about guns. Yeah. They terrify me. I got a concussion standing somewhere. Like, I shouldn't have a gun. But the EPA should.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I have a fever. I'm sorry.
Right? Katie's sick. For this to happen anywhere in Hawaii is deeply troubling, but for this to be happening in a national park, in an area that plays a crucial role in the ecosystem of Maui, is disturbing, destabilizing, and dangerous. I did that alliteration for you, Katie.
I loved it. I was going to say something and the alliteration dazzled me. Did you see what I did there? When I lived in California, like, Hawaii was just as far as New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Maui's, like, stupid beautiful to the point where, like, I remember at one point just, like, being on the beach and, like, blinking my eyes. And then I opened my eyes and there was just, like, double rainbows for no fucking reason. Like, it's,
oh my
like,
God, I love that.
It's, like, scary pretty there. So this is insane.
I've only seen photographs, but I mean, it looks literally perfect.
Yeah, it really is. Of all of, I've been to every island, Maui was the prettiest.
Every single photo that I see of Hawaii that is like of the beauty, obviously aside from the photos that I am seeing covering this shit, but like the landscape is fucking stunning.
It's really
pretty. Absolutely stunning. And like, as much as I want to go there, I also know there's a lot of issues going on right now, so I'm not gonna go there. I don't want to negatively affect anything.
I can't afford to do it properly.
I'm broke as shit. Yeah. So.
I'll project it onto my wall, though.
I will admire from afar. Maui County State Senator Lynn DeCoit called the incident, quote, completely unacceptable and very concerning for those who live and work near the summit, and any contamination of our water sources and natural resources could have devastating effects, end quote. Time and time again, we see that our military is not taking the correct measures to assure that they are safely storing and using these dangerous chemicals. Where is the accountability? After decades of trauma to these islands. If they cannot keep the environment and the citizens of Hawaii safe, how are we still allowing them to store fuel on the island? There's no easy answer to solving these problems, especially when it comes to dealing with the government, but we get more done with community action. If we push together, we can make a change. History has shown that when community comes together and we create action plans, the greatest growth can occur. I want to reiterate some of the activist groups that I mentioned in our last episode about these fuel spills. First, we have the Sierra Club of Hawaii. For 50 plus years, they have been working hard to advance climate solutions in Hawaii and protect the land, water, air, and wildlife of the islands. They have over 27,000 active members and supporters who get involved in these issues through their groups on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai. Also, there is going to be, on June 3rd, down in Asbury Park, Sierra Club of New Jersey is going to be having a demonstration. I think it starts at like noon to 3 or something like that. I won't be able to go because we're having our first Pride and Dungeons event for the LGBTQ club. But just for any listeners who are in New Jersey or close enough to that area that you can travel, that will be going on June 3rd. So their mission is to explore, enjoy, and protect the wild places of the earth, to practice and promote the responsible use of the earth's ecosystems and resources, to educate and enlist humanity to protect and restore the quality of the natural and human environment, and to use all lawful means to carry out these objectives. They use litigation to make strides in the community. And you can become a member of the Sierra Club or support them monetarily by going to their website. We still have a link to their website in our link tree on all of our social media pages.
Sweet. We really need to get on our website so that we can just like have a tab for that.
Control. Next, we have the Oahu Water Protectors. They are a community organizing, mutual aid, and educational group working hard to protect the environment of Hawaii. To get involved with them, you can visit their website, which is also still linked in our link tree. You can sign up to canvas with them, you can donate to them, and you can learn more about the effects of human error on the climate and environment of Hawaii. I will also have have a link of all of the contact information for every Hawaii state representative. Call them and make it known that you want to see stronger action taken against the horrific things the military has done to Hawaii. And those are my updates on what is going on over on that beautiful, beautiful set of islands.
Damn, dude. Thank you for these upsetting updates. I'm glad that you gave them to us, but I wish that they were different.
I very much wish that it was different. And the Navy is still doing their shutdown of the Red Hill facility. They claim that they're still on track with that summer 2024 complete shutdown. But to be honest with you, I just like have no faith that the rest of this is going to go smoothly.
Yeah.
And that's deeply upsetting. And
yeah, this is not great.
I will keep an eye out for any more updates that come from this. And like I said, I am going to link. It's actually coming from Hawaii News Now. They have done incredible reporting on these situations. And so I'm going to link their videos because they have the videos of the spills in their broadcast.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
And until next week, bye.
We'll talk to you then.
For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2K Podcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at AL2K Podcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/AL2K Podcast. Or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.